This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Monday morning to you. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all the first responders out there protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people that's already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. And shout out to all my people that's still in the bed right now, getting their last minutes of bedtime while they can. But, you know, they're already up, but they trying to, you know, get their mind right before they start another week of work. Salute to y'all. Appreciate you. I went up because obviously we got to get into what happened in Nashville yesterday, but I wanted to get all my shout outs all the way out the way first before I completely got into it, because it was Halloween weekend this past weekend and things got spooky in Nashville, to say the least. Falcons lose 28-23 to Will Levis, DeAndre Hopkins, and Derrick Henry. That's who really killed us yesterday. Man, I'm not going to lie. I'm frustrated. I'm upset. Sad. Hurt. All the bad adjectives. Because the Falcons had no business losing that game yesterday. None. Zero. Zilch. Whatsoever. Now, Will Levis looked good. He made some big throws. I do not want to take anything away from Will Levis. But to me, the Falcons lost that game. I'm not going to say Will Levis went and won that game. I think the Falcons lost that game. You couldn't do anything on offense, really, in the first half. Couldn't get really a lick going in the first half. Had to settle for field goal after field goal after field goal in the first half. Then, obviously, we're going to get into Desmond Ridder and that debacle. Don't really know what else to call it at this point, because I'm not sure I'm buying it, y'all. I'm just going to set it straight. I'm not sure I'm buying it. But what I will say is, from the explanation Arthur Smith gave us, which I will let you hear momentarily. From the explanation Arthur Smith gave us, I will go ahead and put it out there now for y'all because I know y'all are wondering what I think about this. Do not expect Taylor Heinicke to start next week. I do not envision Taylor Heinicke starting next week. From what I can see and what I think and what I've heard Arthur Smith say, I think he was being extra careful with Desmond Ridder and his concussion, his possibility of a concussion, even though he was cleared to play. I think he was just being extra careful. I think I do not want to call Arthur Smith a liar at all. That's not what I'm doing. What I am saying, though, is two things can be true. I think he was being careful with Desmond Ridder and his concussion, but I also think he wanted to give the offense a spark and let Taylor Heinicke work a little bit and see what he can do. And then, obviously, once Taylor Heinicke started moving the offense, he just let Desmond Ridder sit the rest of the day and say, you know what, Des? We're going to make sure that concussion ain't too bad. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Meaning Taylor Heinicke got the hot hand right now. He looking like he can move this offense. So you know what? You just chill out for the rest of the day, and we'll let Taylor Heinicke move the offense and see what's up with you next week. I think that's what happened. I think that was the thought process for Arthur Smith. Now, I will take your calls these next two segments because I know y'all going to have a lot to say. And I know y'all have a lot of questions as well, so I will let you ask and give your takes as well coming up here in about 15 minutes. But again, I think Arthur Smith was of the thought process that, look, Desmond Ridder may be dealing with some concussion symptoms. We'll make sure he's perfectly good to go for next week. Don't want to risk anything long term. But also, we ain't moving the ball on offense worth a lick right now. Let me get Taylor Heinicke in here, create a spark, and see what we can get going here in the second half. And you saw Taylor Heinicke did not look bad. He didn't look bad at all. He was moving the ball, threw that nice touchdown pass to Scotty Miller. We saw Bijan Robinson get his first rushing touchdown as an Atlanta Falcon and as an NFL football player. So congratulations to Bijan getting his first rushing touchdown. Remember, his other touchdown was a receiving touchdown, if you remember. But again, Taylor Heinicke was solid. He went 12 of 21, 175 yards. Like I said, had the touchdown pass. Was not bad at all from Taylor Heinicke, and the offense moved with him in there. So that was the good and bad of the offense. You couldn't do anything in the first half. You got going in the second half, but it was a little too late at that point. But it's hard to really say it was a little too late because you did have a chance at the end there. And then the cherry on top of the debacle cake or the whatever you want to call it. Just, I don't even know how to describe it. But the cherry on top for this loss for the Falcons was Van Jefferson dropping a wide open pass. He was wide open, just straight up dropped it on fourth down. Look, I'm not saying the Falcons would have won the game if Van Jefferson catches that ball because we don't know what's going to happen, but now we don't even get to see what happens because Van Jefferson dropped a pass he should have most definitely caught. I mean, there wasn't a defender within 5 yards of him. He looked like he was trying to maybe turn his head upfield a little too soon before securing the pass, and he just straight up dropped it. So just a lot of frustrating things. And then obviously the defense had a little bit of a rough go of it. But I will say one thing, and I got to go ahead and get this off my chest, and I promise I'm going to let y'all hear from Arthur Smith. That first DeAndre Hopkins touchdown should not have counted. That was offensive pass interference. What are you doing, officials? The pictures are out. The photos are out there. DeAndre Hopkins was hugging AJ Terrell. Where they do that at? Where do they allow that at? Come on, man. What are y'all doing? The pictures are out there. He had both arms around the neck of AJ Terrell. Slung AJ Terrell off of him over to the sideline, and he caught the touchdown pass. That was offensive pass interference if I've ever, ever, ever seen it in my natural born life. And look, you don't want to say, oh, well, that one touchdown cost the game because if they don't have that one touchdown, then we win. I mean, that is true. But that was early on in the game. You had plenty of time to rebound from that, so I'm not going to blame that one play on the loss. But it definitely goes in the category of those are one of the plays that you're like, come on, man. And that adds to the frustration of this whole game. You have that play. You have the Van Jefferson play at the end. You couldn't stop Derrick Henry. You got beat through the air and on the ground. Derrick Henry has 22 carries, 101 yards, looking like prime Derrick Henry. Then Will Levis just completing deep ball after deep ball after deep ball on us. Just a very frustrating loss overall. All right, I'm through with my initial rant. I promised Arthur Smith I'll give you Arthur Smith because obviously – we have to first and foremost talk about Arthur Smith, and let's hear first how he said the QB change was not performance-based. After we let you hear that, then we'll let you hear him talk about the concussion and, you know, all that good stuff and, you know, how he cleared protocol, but he's going to be conservative. But first, let's hear Arthur Smith talk about the QB change not being performance-based. Here's head coach Arthur Smith.
We're going to always, Michael, I mean, those are obvious questions you got to ask. You know, we just finished this game. Obviously, we had a lot of confidence in Dez. We didn't take him out for performance issues, but that's why Taylor's here, to be able to come in as a backup and give us a shot to win.
So there you go. Again, not saying a whole lot. Very much so kind of beating around the bush. Giving the, you know, very coach speak answer, if you will. Just saying, you know, Taylor had to come in, give us a shot to win, all that good stuff. He still believes in Desmond Ridder, but, you know, it was time for Taylor Heinicke to come in. All right. So let's hear Arthur Smith talk about how Desmond Ridder, if you don't know by now, I kind of explained it earlier, but I'll explain it again. Desmond Ridder was checked for concussion at halftime. He was then cleared to play. He was cleared to play. However, as we know, Desmond Ridder did not come back in the second half. It was all Taylor Heinicke in the second half. Desmond Ridder did not play at all in the second half. So, why did that happen? Why, even though Desmond Ridder was cleared in the second half, did he not come back in to play? Well, Arthur Smith talked about why here.
I'm always going to be conservative. So certain things, trust our gut. I don't think I'm a medical expert, but I try to make what's best for the team at that moment. As you're mixing and matching, whether a guy goes back in or not.
So wanted to be conservative, wanted to make sure nothing else got worse, nothing else happened to Desmond Ridder, just wanted to be safe with his quarterback. And again, I do believe that was one of Arthur Smith's intentions. But I, again, do believe two things can be true. I think you can have multiple intentions. I think he did have the intention of making sure Desmond Ridder was okay. And he said Des didn't quite look right. So he decided to keep him out. And I do believe that Arthur Smith truly felt that. But I also think that Arthur Smith saw an opportunity to also give the offense a spark and said Desmond Ridder could play. He is medically cleared to play. But you know what? The offense hasn't been able to really get anything going in the first half. Let's keep Desmond Ridder on the sideline. We'll ensure we keep him safe. We ensure that we do not further any possible head injury. And at the same time, we maybe give this offense a spark with Taylor Heinicke. So again, I think two things can be true. Again, I'll take your calls, 404-726-0929, to see what you think. But for me, I think Arthur Smith was killing two birds with one stone. He was trying to keep Desmond Ridder safe, be conservative, as he says, with Desmond Ridder making sure the head injury didn't get any worse, but also wanted to give this offense a spark at the same time. Let me know what you think, though. We'll take your calls. I want your Atlanta Falcons reactions. How are you feeling about the Falcons' 28-23 loss on the road to the Tennessee Titans? I'm frustrated. Frustrated for a lot of different reasons. We'll keep talking about it next. With you, call me up, 404-726-0929. Falcons reactions in 5. Right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Monday morning, a Falcons Monday. However, it is not a winning Monday, a frustrating Falcons Monday. That's what it is. Falcons lose 28-23 to the Tennessee Titans in Tennessee, move to 4-4, and it just feels like an opportunity wasted. Feels like a real opportunity wasted. You were going up against a rookie quarterback. Malik Willis was in there, what, twice? So you went up against one, I'm not going to say two rookie quarterbacks, because, again, Malik Willis, after he really had the fumble snap, I think he got in there one more time and you didn't see him much at all. He didn't really have any impact on the game besides the fumble that he had. So appreciate Malik Willis for that. But anywho, Will Levis coming in there, and look, it honestly reminded me of what the Falcons were able to do back in 2008 when Matt Ryan was a rookie. You were able to hand off to Michael the Burner Turner and use your ability to run the ball so effectively, and that really helped out the passing game. And that was exactly what happened, it seemed like to me, for the Tennessee Titans yesterday against the Atlanta Falcons. The Falcons could not really stop Derrick Henry at all. Derrick almost averaged 5 yards a carry. I think it was 4.6. He averaged, again, 22 carries, 101 yards for King Henry yesterday. You look definitely like King Henry. So the Falcons couldn't stop Derrick Henry on the run, and they got the Falcons on a couple of play actions, a couple of bootlegs, and a couple of deep balls because, again, they had their eyes in the backfield. Richie Grant got caught on a double move by DeAndre Hopkins on one of the touchdowns. Now, again, one of the touchdowns was complete bogus because DeAndre Hopkins literally hugged the neck of A.J. Terrell and threw him off of him and then got the touchdown, and it didn't get called for offensive pass interference, which was clearly offensive pass interference. But let me digress because I don't want to get worked up again. But anywho, just got hit and beat on a couple of deep balls, and Will Levis delivered the ball, and he threw some nice deep balls. So you got to give him a little credit there for sure. He made the big throws when he needed to, but you have to think they wouldn't have had those opportunities, or at least as many of those opportunities, if you were able to stop Derrick Henry in the running game. You stop King Henry in the running game, you make them a little bit more one-dimensional, you get them into some more obvious passing situations, you think this defense has a little bit better of luck against Will Levis, the rookie quarterback. You only sacked him 2 times as well. So you just think if you're able to stop King Henry a little bit more, you can, again, make Tennessee a little bit more one-dimensional, then you could have some better success against Will Levis and the Titans and not allow him to throw for 4 touchdown passes, 3 to DeAndre Hopkins alone. So, again, defense definitely their worst game thus far. But even then, they didn't play absolutely terrible, but they didn't play good either. I'm not going to sit here and act like they played well because they didn't. But one thing I want to get to before I get to your calls, and we'll get to them again, 404-726-0929 if you want to get in the game, 404-726-0929. The other reason I'm frustrated is because we got banged up this game, y'all. We had to deal with a couple of injuries. Obviously, the one to Desmond, and again, we'll touch on that more and see exactly how you feel about it, because that's one I'm not necessarily worried about. It seemed like Desmond Ridder could have come back in the game. Arthur Smith was being conservative, as he said, as he told the media, was being conservative with how he was wanting to handle the Desmond Ridder concussion. Didn't want to chance anything. So he let Taylor Heinicke stay in the game. I also think it was because he wanted to give the offense a spark. But again, we'll get into that in a little bit. But we did have some serious injuries. I mean, Calais and Lakeil London were able to come back in, but I'm pretty sure Calais Campbell dislocated his finger. I think he got it popped back into place on the sideline. But he went out for a little while, but again, he was able to come back in, so that's good. Lakeil London with a knee, he was able to come back in, so that's good. But the big one on the defense, Grady Jarrett, went out early. I think it was in the first quarter. Yeah, it was in that first quarter. I think it's actually on that fumble play when Malik Willis fumbled and the Falcons recovered. Grady Jarrett went out with a knee injury, never came back. Obviously, we'll hopefully get more information on the Grady Jarrett injury and the severity of the injury later on today when Arthur Smith talks to the media. But you just hope that it's not anything long term, because, again, that is a guy you can ill afford to have miss any long term time. So, but for a minute there, we were stretched thin on the defensive line and still a little banged up on the defensive line. So Grady Jarrett, Desmond, obviously, Calais and Lakeil London for a time. Matter of fact, let's hear Arthur Smith recap all the injuries that happened yesterday, because there were a few.
Obviously, Grady didn't return with the knee. Mike Hughes, Keith, you know, and Des all were evaluated for concussion. So, and then Lakeil, he came back, and then obviously Drake with the groin.
Yeah, I didn't even mention Drake London. Drake didn't. I don't think Drake played at all in the second half because of that groin injury. So, obviously, we can ill afford to have Drake, because Drake has been really, really good. He's been really, really solid, especially these past couple weeks, but he's been solid all season long. So, a big injury on offense, big injury on defense, and the Falcons had been fortunate up until this point with not really a lot of major injuries, and now feels like the injury bug is coming up to bite the Falcons at one of the most inopportune times. So, dang Flabbit, I'm frustrated for sure. 404-726-0929. Let's get to your phone calls, because I'm sure you have some grievances that you would like to air out as well. 404-726-0929 is the number to get in the game. Couple of phone lines left while you have a chance. Go ahead and get in here and talk to your boy. Let's first head out to Riverdale and talk to Dwight. Dwight, good morning to you, my man. How you feeling this morning?
I'm chilling with Dylan. I'm chilling with Dylan.
Hey, that's right. We chilling. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Me, I'm not frustrated so much as what it is. My thing is, I have a different perspective on this from the fans' perspective. Mm-hmm. Desmond Ridder, sad he got hurt, but that's one of the best things to me that could have possibly happened, because you had a chance to put Heinicke in the game.
Yeah.
As soon as Heinicke took the field, there was a total difference in performance as far as the spark. You know, the spark, they got a total flame out of Heinicke. my thing is, the coach and this delaying of doing that, it's just like this Ridder experiment is over. Let Heinicke play the game. And then coach is some of his questionable decision-making, like he did the last couple of games. When they should be running the ball, he's trying to throw this ball. They had a chance to win that game yesterday, but it was a coaching decision. He reminds me of Pete Carroll during the Super Bowl. You're too smart for the game. Do what's obvious. Run the football. That's how we lost the Super Bowl. Run the football. So that's what it comes down to me. It's not the guys, as far as I'm concerned, they played. They did what they're supposed to do. But when you got to put them in an opportunity, in a situation where they can win, and Heinicke would have given us the best opportunity to win. So I hope, I hope the Ridder experiment is over.
Hey, Dwight, I appreciate the phone call, man. And look, I don't want to jump to conclusions, because obviously I don't know. But if I just had to guess, the way Arthur Smith has talked about the Desmond Ridder injury, the way he has talked about how he was being careful with Desmond Ridder, it seems like the experiment isn't over to me. Now, actually, and I'm glad Dwight brought this up still, and I knew we would talk about it some more, so I saved this. But Taylor Heinicke actually did talk to the media yesterday, and he talked about how this is Ridder's team. So I don't know if there was a conversation that Arthur Smith and Taylor Heinicke may have had afterwards. But, and I mean, Taylor Heinicke is going to say this. It's not like he's going to say, yeah, I'm starting quarterback now. Yeah, what's up? He's not going to say that after a game. Obviously, he has accepted his role as a backup, and he is saying the right things. So I don't expect him to say anything else besides this, but this just goes further to my point that I don't think the Ridder experiment is over. Again, I expect Desmond Ridder to be in next week. I just think they wanted to try and get a spark for this game, see if they could salvage this game, while also, like Arthur Smith said, keeping Desmond Ridder safe and, again, making sure you didn't make whatever head injury there was worse. So I think he was killing two birds with one stone. I think he knew the offense needed a spark, and it so happened that Desmond Ridder had a little bit of a head injury, added some concussion systems. So I think he was thinking, okay, well, if Dez is dealing with a little concussion, even though he was cleared to come back, the offense needs a spark. Let me go ahead and play Taylor Heinicke and see what happens. And so he did. So I think, again, two things can be true. I think he was protecting Dez a little bit as well, but also trying to get this offense a spark. And again, Taylor Heinicke, after the game, talked about how this Atlanta Falcons team is Desmond Ridder's team.
Oh, no, I mean, you know, this is Desmond's team. He's played great throughout the year. You know, obviously there's a couple hiccups here and there, but he's progressing every week. He's working hard. And, you know, Logan and I are doing everything, you know, we can to help him in any way we can. So, you know, obviously ultimately that's Arthur's decision. But tomorrow we're going to come in and try and get better from the film and proceed as, you know, as usual.
So, again, I'm not this could totally just be, and it's probably a mixture of both. The truth probably lies somewhere in the middle. It's probably a mixture of he has to say that. He's not going to come out and say, oh, yeah, you know, I balled out there. You know, I played pretty well. I got this offense back moving. I got it back sparked up, cranked up. You know what I'm saying? Like Dwight said, I lit a flame under this offense. So I'm QB1 now, you heard? You're not going to come out and say that. He's going to say exactly what he said. You know, I'm just filling my role as a backup. My number was called upon, and I went out there and did what I had to do. But this, at the end of the day, is Desmond Ridder's team. That's the correct answer. That's what you say if you're Taylor Heinicke. Now, there could have also been a situation where Arthur Smith may have had a conversation with Taylor in-game, post-game, whenever it may have been. He could have said, hey, look, you know, I was just protecting Dez. Offense need a little spark too, kind of killing two birds with one stone. So we got you out there for the second half this week. We're going back to Dez next week, just to let you know. That conversation could have definitely been had. It could have not been had. Who knows? We will find out more as the week goes along, obviously. But again, I just have a gut feeling from what I've heard from Arthur Smith, from what I've heard from Taylor Heinicke. I just do not feel like the Desmond Ridder experiment is over, but we shall see. 404-726-0929, that is the number to get in the game. We'll continue to take phone calls after this break as well. But still with a few minutes here, let's head out to Atlanta and talk to my guy, LeBron. LeBron, what's going on with you this morning, fam? How you feeling, bro?
Hey, man. Hey, you know how it is. Like you say, it's frustrating. You know, it's a game that we could have won.
Yeah.
You know, and like you say, Jefferson, hold your head up, man. We all drop balls. It happens to the best of us.
Facts.
But the conversation piece is like what you said. Come on, man. Stop playing and bust open that six-pack of Heineken, man, and let's get winning, man. Everybody saw the difference. My God, come on, man. I mean, really, he's going to think everybody gets him. Oh, he's a rookie. No, Lewis was a rookie at Tennessee. Look how he came in and balled out like he's been playing for years, bro. Why they rookie can come up and show out, and then our rookie's still struggling, turning the ball over. Which mentioned another turnover that put the defense in a hole on the short field.
That's a fact.
Which, you know, at the end of the day, man, stop playing and put Honeycomb in there, man, and let's go ahead and bust open this six pack and salvage the season. You know, even on the bad side of it, we still sitting pretty. We still in the first place, but, you know, it ain't a good first place. But come on now, we need to stay in control of our destiny, you know. Stop letting other people dictate how we end up and where we land up at in the playoffs, if we even get to the playoffs. But, hey, Heinicke can salvage the season, man. So stop playing. And then go ahead and play that, man.
Hey, LeBron, I feel you, man. I appreciate the phone call, brother. It's always love. And, look, Arthur Smith, maybe he does bust open that six-pack of Heinicke. And maybe he does go with Taylor. I just don't think that's the move he's going to make. As far as what would I like to see, I think Desmond Ridder still deserves a whole season. I don't think, look, and I heard Mike Johnson and Chris Gofford talking about this on the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network postgame show. Out of all the times, and we'll talk more about this when we come back, and we'll continue to take your phone calls again, 404-726-0929. But out of all the times that Dez this season could have been benched, out of all the times you could have went to Taylor Heinicke, and it would have made perfect sense, I don't think this was the time. Yes, I know he had that fumble, and it was bad, and obviously he's got to stop fumbling. But I don't think this was the worst time, or I don't think this was the worst Dez has played this season. I don't think that first half was the worst. As a matter of fact, it has not been the worst time Desmond Ridder has played this season. That was not the worst half of football Desmond Ridder has played as an Atlanta Falcon. So for him to take out Taylor Heinicke there, again, I think it really was because he was trying to be conservative with the concussion. But again, he knew that the offense needed spark. So again, killing two birds with one stone. So I don't think, again, because that wasn't the worst half of football Desmond Ridder played as an Atlanta Falcon, I don't think he's going to stick with Heinicke. But I could be wrong. We'll see. But I appreciate y'all phone calls. Y'all keep them coming. DB, hang on for me. I'm going to get you on here as soon as we get back from break. And again, if you want to get in the game, we'll take your calls for this final segment right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Monday morning. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters, early morning, late night, Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all the first responders out there. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all the early gym goers as well. And shout out to all my people that's listening to bed right now because I know you're out there as well. Go ahead and get up if you got to get up. Don't be late. Get your week started off right, you feel me? But you still got a couple minutes left to react to the Falcons right now. If you want to, 404-726-0929. The number is 404-726-0929 if you want to get in the game. Because, again, I'm frustrated. A couple plays were bogus calls that didn't go our way, i.e. DeAndre Hopkins hugging A.J. Terrell for that first touchdown that should have been offensive pass interference. Then at the end of the very end of the game, Van Jefferson dropping that pass. And again, that non-offensive pass interference call and that Van Jefferson drop at the end, they weren't the single reasons that we lost the game. We had plenty of time to bounce back from that offensive pass interference call. We had plenty of opportunities after that play. And the Van Jefferson drop, we had plays leading up to that, obviously, where we could have had ourselves in a better position and not had the game come down to that. So I'm not blaming the game on just those two plays, but that's part of the frustration. Grady Jarrett, obviously, getting banged up, not being able to come back. You hope that's not a long-term injury, but that's part of the frustration as well. Drake London getting hurt, groin injury, that's part of the frustration. And then just wasting an opportunity, I feel like, is also part of the frustration. We let a rookie quarterback ball out on us. And look, I'm not trying to say that I expected Will Levis to be buns, but I expect him to go for 230 yards and four tutties on us. Like, what? Come on, man. I didn't expect that. And again, part of the reason is because we could not contain Derrick Henry. We let the running game get way too established. The running game was way too good for the Tennessee Titans. Again, Derrick Henry almost averaging 5 yards a carry. I think it was 4.6, 22 carries, 101 yards. And then they were able to play off that running game, hit some play action, and let Will Levis air it out, and he made some good throws. So just all the encompassing things, the offense not being able to get clicking until the second half where Taylor Heinicke came in. And look, I don't know if they're going to stick with Taylor Heinicke. I think Desmond Ridder should get the full season because, again, we truly need to know what Desmond Ridder is. I don't think we have fully seen what Desmond Ridder is yet. I think he is continuing to get better. I don't think we've seen Desmond Ridder at his peak. I don't think we've seen Desmond Ridder's ceiling. I think we need to give him this full season. Give him a chance to show us what his ceiling is. Then we can make a decision. We know what Taylor Heinicke is, and I get it, Falcons fans. I understand where you are coming from. Trust me, as a Falcons fan, I also want this team to go to the postseason. I also want this team to win the games that they should be able to win, like last night. And I understand that right now, there is a debate on whether or not Taylor Heinicke gives us the best chance to win. There is definitely debate because yesterday, I'm going to keep it a buck, I'm going to keep it a bean. He was better than Desmond Ridder yesterday. He was. Now, Desmond Ridder could have bounced back in the second half. We know Desmond Ridder has put together some good second half games for sure. So who knows what Desmond Ridder would have done in the second half. But comparing what the two did, Taylor Heinicke was better. There's no debating that yesterday. But we know what Taylor Heinicke is. I want to see what Desmond Ridder is, and I think we can find out what Desmond Ridder is while at the same time winning football games. I think Desmond Ridder is enough to do that. I think he is enough, and he is good enough right now to win us football games while also developing at the same time. You might not agree with that, but that's my stance on it. And I need to see, as a Falcons fan, what we have so we know, do we need to go get a quarterback or is Des the guy? Because I don't want to be in this limbo next year. Next year, I need to know if we need a quarterback or if we don't need a quarterback and Des is the guy. I want to know by the end of this season. I don't want to have like, did we give Des enough time? I don't want to be in limbo. And you may have your decision now, but I'm still not sure yet because I don't think we've seen Desmond Ridder ceiling yet. 404-726-0929, 404-726-0929. That is the number. Let's head back out to the ATL. Let's talk to DB, my guy DB, calling us up right now. DB, what's going on, my man? How you feeling this morning?
I'm good, Dylan, man. What's going on, man?
Hey, you know, man, just frustrated about these Falcons, man.
Man, nah, man, the real gave them one. Oh, the refs gave them one.
They did.
The refs really gave them one, bro.
They
but
did.
Even through all the controversies of this game, mm-hmm. we really could have won. Still could have won this game.
Facts.
I mean, even we dipping and ducking the injury bug. You know what I'm saying? I pray the Lord that it don't get no worse than what it got.
Right.
But we still could have won that game, but I don't think people got to realize right now, man, like Arthur Smith is in a tough spot right now, man. Every decision he's making right now is going to determine his career in Atlanta right now, man, because
right.
this quarterback position is getting real crucial right now. Like, because this team is throwing away opportunities mm-hmm. to stay on top of this division and make it to the playoffs. We could have clearly been ahead of the pack if we handle our business.
Yep.
And it's the offense has been stalling out, Dylan.
Yep.
It's really been the
defense.
It's been the downside of this team right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's been holding us back. And Arthur Smith has the, if he's going to stick, see, I'm not a Ridder hater.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a Ridder hater. I think he deserves his time to prove, you know what I'm saying, what he's going to be in the league.
Uh-huh.
But also, if you look at Taylor Heinicke has also proven that he deserves a chance to be a starter in this league because
that's fair.
If you look at what he did with Washington, he's lightning in the bottle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
His favorite player was Brett Favre. He has that type of twitch. You see what I'm saying? He's a little bit quicker in the pocket than Ridder. He has that. He's more twitchier. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He anticipates the throw a little more than Ridder. But I think if Arthur Smith is going to stick with Ridder, he has to figure it out because something is not working. It's just something not clicking with the passing game. I mean, we've fumbled so many opportunities on offense to win games. I mean, it's getting ridiculous right now. And you know, we haven't heard from Big Terry at the top. And, you know, I think Terry is really looking down right now like, hey, I don't know how – y'all got to – hey, we got to get it together, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Time is ticking, bro. Like,
that's a fact, DB, man. I appreciate it, man. We got to run. We got to hand things off to the morning shift here in a minute. But I feel you. I mean, this is a tough spot for Arthur Smith because he did draft Desmond Ridder, and he wants to give Desmond Ridder his time to see if he's going to work out at the same time trying to balance whether or not – You know, does he feel like if Dez gives them the best chance to win, which I still think he feels like Desmond Ridder does give them the best chance to win. So, but you are right. He is trying to balance that. So he's going to have some questions to answer, and he's going to maybe have to look deep and see, should it be Heinicke or should it be Ridder? But we'll continue to talk about this as the week goes along. But right now, we got to hand things off to the morning shift. When we come back, we'll talk to Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson, see what they got coming up on a Monday edition of the morning shift right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW. Birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Monday morning. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters, early morning, late night, Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all the first responders out there. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all the early gym goers as well. And shout out to all my people that's listening to bed right now, because I know you're out there as well. Go ahead and get up if you got to get up. Don't be late. Get your week started off right, you feel me? But you still got a couple minutes left to react to the Falcons right now if you want to. 404-726-0929. The number is 404-726-0929 if you want to get in the game. Because, again, I'm frustrated. Couple plays were bogus calls that didn't go our way, i.e. DeAndre Hopkins hugging A.J. Terrell for that first touchdown that should have been offensive pass interference. Then at the end of the very end of the game, Van Jefferson dropping that pass. And again, that non-offensive pass interference call and that Van Jefferson drop at the end, they weren't the single reasons that we lost the game. We had plenty of time to bounce back from that offensive pass interference call. We had plenty of opportunities after that play. And the Van Jefferson drop, we had plays leading up to that. obviously, where we could have had ourselves in a better position and not had the game come down to that. So I'm not blaming the game on just those two plays, but that's part of the frustration. Grady Jarrett, obviously, getting banged up, not being able to come back. You hope that's not a long-term injury, but that's part of the frustration as well. Drake London getting hurt, groin injury, that's part of the frustration. And then just wasting an opportunity, I feel like, is also part of the frustration. We let a rookie quarterback ball out on us. And look, I'm not trying to say that I expected Will Levis to be buns, but I expect him to go for 230 yards and four tutties on us. Like, what? Come on, man. I didn't expect that. And again, part of the reason is because we could not contain Derrick Henry. We let the running game get way too established. The running game was way too good for the Tennessee Titans. Again, Derrick Henry almost averaging 5 yards a carry. I think it was 4.6. 22 carries, 101 yards. And then they were able to play off that running game, hit some play action, and let Will Levis air it out, and he made some good throws. So just all the encompassing things, the offense not being able to get clicking until the second half where Taylor Heinicke came in. And look, I don't know if they're going to stick with Taylor Heinicke. I think Desmond Ridder should get the full season because, again, we truly need to know what Desmond Ridder is. I don't think we have fully seen what Desmond Ridder is yet. I think he is continuing to get better. I don't think we've seen Desmond Ridder at his peak. I don't think we've seen Desmond Ridder's ceiling. I think we need to give him this full season, give him a chance to show us what his ceiling is. Then we can make a decision. We know what Taylor Heinicke is, and I get it, Falcons fans. I understand where you are coming from. Trust me, as a Falcons fan, I also want this team to go to the postseason. I also want this team to win the games that they should be able to win, like last night. And I understand that right now there is a debate on whether or not Taylor Heinicke gives us the best chance to win. There is definitely a debate because yesterday, I'm going to keep it a buck, I'm going to keep it a bean, he was better than Desmond Ridder yesterday. He was. Now, Desmond Ridder could have bounced back in the second half. We know Desmond Ridder has put together some good second half games for sure. So who knows what Desmond Ridder would have done in the second half. But comparing what the two did, Taylor Heinicke was better. There's no debating that yesterday. But we know what Taylor Heinicke is. I want to see what Desmond Ridder is, and I think we can find out what Desmond Ridder is while at the same time winning football games. I think Desmond Ridder is enough to do that. I think he is enough, and he is good enough right now to win us football games while also developing at the same time. You might not agree with that, but that's my stance on it. And I need to see, as a Falcons fan, what we have so we know, do we need to go get a quarterback or is Dez the guy? Because I don't want to be in this limbo next year. Next year, I need to know if we need a quarterback or if we don't need a quarterback and Dez is the guy. I want to know by the end of this season. I don't want to have like, did we give Dez enough time? I don't want to be in limbo. And you may have your decision now, but I'm still not sure yet because I don't think we've seen Desmond Ridder ceiling yet. 404-726-0929, 404-726-0929, that is the number. Let's head back out to the ATL. Let's talk to DB, my guy DB calling us up right now. DB, what's going on, my man? How you feeling this morning?
I'm good, Dylan, man. What's going on, man?
Hey, you know, man, just frustrated about these Falcons, man.
Man, nah, man, the real gave them one. The refs gave them one.
They did.
The refs really gave him one, bro.
They
but
did.
even through all the controversies of this game, mm-hmm. we really could have won. Still could have won this game.
Facts.
I mean, even we dipping and ducking the injury bug. You know what I'm saying? I pray the Lord that it don't get no worse than what it got.
Right.
But we still could have won that game, but I don't think people got to realize right now, man, like Arthur Smith is in a tough spot right now, man. Every decision he's making right now is going to determine his career in Atlanta right now, man, because
right.
this quarterback position is getting real crucial right now. Like, because this team is throwing away opportunities to stay on top of this division and make it to the playoffs. We could have clearly been ahead of the pack if we handled our business.
Yep.
And it's the offense has been stalling out, Dylan.
Yep.
It's really been the
defense.
It's been the downside of this team right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's been holding us back. And Arthur Smith has to, if he's going to stick, see, I'm not a Ritter hater.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a Ritter hater. I think he deserves his time to prove, you know what I'm saying, what he's going to be in the league.
Uh-huh.
But also, if you look at Taylor Heinicke has also proven that he deserves a chance to be a starter in this league because
that's fair.
If you look at what he did with Washington, he's lightning in the bottle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
His favorite player was Brett Favre. He has that type of twitch. You see what I'm saying? He's a little bit quicker in the pocket than Ritter. He has that. He's more twitchier. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He anticipates the throw a little more than Ritter. But I think if Arthur Smith is going to stick with Ritter, he has to figure it out because something is not working. It's just something not clicking with the passing game. I mean, we've fumbled so many opportunities on offense to win games. I mean, it's getting ridiculous right now. And you know, we haven't heard from Big Terry at the top. And, you know, I think Terry is really looking down right now like, hey, I don't know how – y'all got to – hey, we got to get it together, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Time is ticking, bro. Like,
that's a fact, DB, man. I appreciate it, man. We got to run. We got to hand things off to the morning shift here in a minute. But I feel you. I mean, this is a tough spot for Arthur Smith because he did draft Desmond Ritter, and he wants to – give Desmond Ritter his time to see if he's going to work out. At the same time, trying to balance whether or not, you know, does he feel like if Des gives them the best chance to win, which I still think he feels like Desmond Ritter does give them the best chance to win. So, but you are right. He is trying to balance that. So he's going to have some questions to answer, and he's going to maybe have to look deep and see, should it be Heinicke or should it be Ritter? But we'll continue to talk about this as the week goes along. But right now, we got to hand things off to the morning shift. When we come back, we'll talk to Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson, see what they got coming up on a Monday edition of the morning shift right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.